Skiphos, Greek, from the Attic period, 450 to 425 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection, accession number 73.68. Donated by Mrs. Broadhead from the collection of H.D. Broadhead. This Greek skiphos is a short drinking cup, about 9 centimetres tall. It has a squat, bucket-shaped body with a diameter of 11 centimetres. From the front, its sides are not quite straight. Its body curves slightly inwards towards a flattened bottom or foot. This foot actually flares out a little to appear as if the cup is sitting on a coaster. At the top are two handles level with the flat rim. These extend horizontally a few centimetres from either side. They also loop around, leaving a gap for ease with holding. This work's decoration is very charming. As you will find out, it is also characteristically Greek. It features an owl standing a little off-centre to your left. It is positioned between two vertical sprigs of a leafy olive branch. The scene fills the top two-thirds of the vessel, leaving the bottom third empty of decoration. The silhouettes of these decorative features remain in the pale orange terracotta, with details added in black paint. The rest of the surface is covered in black glaze. This is flaking in places, especially around the foot and the handles. The owl's body is in profile, facing towards your right, while its head is turned to face directly outwards. Its eyes are two black dots with thick black circles. This gives the impression the owl is wearing heavy-rimmed round spectacles. Two thin lines arch upwards from the centre of the eyes like eyebrows. These give the owl a startled look and achieve a comical effect. A black dot underneath the eyes represents its beak, and a random scattering of spots around its face possibly indicates ruffled feathering. The owl's wings are seen side on and are clipped behind its back to your left. The top of the wings is defined by a horizontal line underneath the beak. Then, underneath this are three rows of dots. These cover most of the width of the body. Below these dots, diagonal lines run down towards a point at the bottom left to end the wings behind the owl's feet. This scene is duplicated on the reverse side of the vase. Owls are so frequently represented on these types of cups that they are called owl skiphoi. They are especially common on cups with a vertical handle on one side and a horizontal handle on the other, instead of the two horizontal handles of this kind. The special significance of both the owl and olive sprigs have a long history in Greek art. The owl, because it came to symbolise the goddess Athena, and the olive tree, as it is associated with her patron city of Athens. This work shows that owls were just as popular a decorative motif 2,500 years ago as they are today.